Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card on Star 99.9.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he behaved as a husband this past week. Alicia, Raven's obsessed with his Fitbit, and I told him it's fake. It's fake. Like, there's no way. Like, a guy who doesn't want to go to the gym, would not squat or do a burpee for months when I asked him, has all of a sudden decided by wearing a piece of plastic around his wrist, it's made him a better exerciser because every once in a while he flexes and it says he walked 17 steps.
There is a whole lot of controversy with the Fitbit, Anna. I'm pretty sure his was busted or he was wearing it on the wrong wrist and had the settings wrong because I am getting up an hour early, working out, running around crazy, trying to get everything done in the morning, walking the dog, going to work, coming home, going for like another mile and a half walk, and I'm barely at my goal of steps, and he's in the living room screaming, yeah, I hit 10,000 steps. How?
Because he bought it on Groupon, which is the same thing as buying it in Chinatown. It's not even a Fitbit. It's like a mittlet or something like that. It's fake.
This thing is legit, and you guys are just Fitbit haters.
I kid you not, Alicia. Yesterday, he sat here for 3 minutes. He didn't move, and then it said that he walked 56 steps. Explain to me how that happens.
Because he was wearing it on the wrong wrist. I'm working so hard to get beach ready, and he's screaming about how he's done 25 flights of stairs and walked 13,000 steps, and I just want to punch him.
Hey, listen, the flights are accurate, all right? You can't fake a flight of stairs, all right? I didn't levitate or anything like that. As much as I'd love to be able to fly, that didn't happen. I did climb 25 flights of stairs that day.
There's no way.
I am averaging over 15 every day. We have a flight of stairs in our house.
One.
You guys are Fitbit haters.
I don't know about all that. But besides that, what else has been going on?
Well, the Fitbit nonsense just drove me absolutely insane. You know, when you're working your butt off and the other person's like doing no exercise whatsoever, that'll drive you crazy.
Well, he told me, and I kid you not, he was like, yeah, he's like, what? I've been hitting my steps so fast that like I feel like I need to relax and lay down and take a nap. I'm like, what? I'm like, that doesn't make any sense at all.
I earned a break.
And let me tell you what he did in the kitchen this week. I nearly died. I am very particular about certain sponges are used for certain things. We've had this conversation before. I'm a germaphobe in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
If I have a vase of flowers and that vase is getting dumped, you never wash the vase with a sponge ever. Like, I'm very particular. My dish towel is only used to dry clean dishes and clean hands. He comes in the kitchen while I'm cooking the other night, and he always washes his face when he washes his hands, some kind of OCD he has.
Right.
He picked up the dish towel, Anna, and went to wipe his face with my dish towel,
no.
And I nearly died.
Listen.
I nearly died. I was like, do you do that? Like, how often? My dish towel is so clean, I could wash a piece of fruit and dry it with a dish towel. That's how clean it is.
Ew, you wiped your face grease on the dish towel?
I was going to. Not grease. I had just washed my face.
That means you do it when I'm not there.
You don't wipe your face before you wash it.
You do it when she's not there? You use a dish towel to wash your face?
Dish towel.
Why are you washing your face in the kitchen, like, sink?
I was tired. The sink was there, and I wasn't going back up the flight of stairs because I had already done it, like, 25 times that day. Thank you very much.
I mean, he told me that he accidentally drank your dog Barkley's water, you know?
That's what he gets for the dish towel and the Fitbit. Wasn't that hilarious?
We don't have time for that story yet.
All right. So, based on all this, what grade would you give him this week?
He's getting a C because I'm so angry about the Fitbit.
I didn't make the Fitbit.
Well, you better accept your C and maybe get a Fitbit that works.
Nonsense.